Good morning. Welcome to the service at St. Matthew's United Methodist Church. My name is Gino Chun, the lead pastor. I'm so glad that you have chosen to join us today as we worship God together and have fellowship. We would love to get connected to you. You may send me an email or you may join us at virtual coffee hour on Zoom. You can find the Zoom link and my email address on this YouTube page and on the church website. Welcome.
Landfall later on Wednesday. Just
Mozambique was affected by a very big natural disaster, which is the cyclone Dineo.
The cyclone came through and just totally wiped it out.
The cyclone destroyed most of the houses that were in this area, affecting more than 120,000 people. There are those who are considered to be the most vulnerable people who cannot by themselves start the recovering process, reconstructing their houses. It's important to have Uncle Sunday to collect the resources that are necessary to respond to disaster that can happen everywhere.
Good morning. Welcome to the service at St. Matthew's United Methodist Church. My name is Gina Chun, the lead pastor. I'm so glad that you have chosen to join us today as we worship God together and have fellowship. We would love to get connected to you. You may send me an email or you may join us at virtual coffee hour on Zoom. You can find the Zoom link and my email address on this YouTube page and on the church website. Welcome. Thank you.
gracious Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer. May our gratitude toward you and your blessings be so evident that we become like the life-giving breath we breathe. When we look into our past, we see your grace showering us like rain, even when we thought it could not get any worse. In our present, make us aware of your presence so deeply that the space between this world and heaven is a gossamer-thin veil. In our future, may our hope be piercing into the darkness of the unknown, guiding our hearts closer to you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Christ. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Amen.
This video was brought to you by the people of the United Methodist Church through World Service donations.
Good morning. Welcome to the service at St. Matthew's United Methodist Church. My name is Chuna Chun, the lead pastor. I'm so glad that you have chosen to join us today as we worship God together and have fellowship. We would love to get connected to you. You may send me an email, or you may join us at virtual coffee hour on Zoom. You can find the Zoom link and my email address on this YouTube page and on the church website. Welcome.
In our pain, our blue, our beautiful, our hard, our messy, our ugly, our struggles, and our joys, God is with us. God accompanying us, God alongside us. God amid us, God among us, God beside us, God by us, God including us, God near us, God plus us, God upon us, God as companion to us. This weary world, God is with us. In the gift and in the muck and mire of real life, we are called to be present, to be in the flesh with one another, accompanying others, alongside others, amid others, beside others, by others, for others, including others, near others, a companion to others, side by side with others, in the thick of others. God with us, us with others, God with the world in the thick of the beautiful and the little. lovers of the world unite, bound to a Creator's vision bright, that even these our darkest nights become the light, fashion all you can create, that delights the one who incarnates, and links himself to the same fate, as we sleepers who must rise to wake. Our hope beyond all hope did come to call us each and everyone to the surface of our consciousness. God dwells within and always has. Put our feet back on the ground. Contemplation's heart resounds. By heaven's hound, O lover, seek us till we're found. Our hope beyond all hope did come to call us each and everyone to the surface of our consciousness. God dwells within and always. Tomorrow's children seek our hearts. Will they know who they really are? The center of a thousand stars and the breeders of the breath of God. Our hope beyond all hope. This is what we
Good morning. Welcome you all to worship service at St. Matthew's United Methodist Church. My name is Jinu Chan, aka beautiful pastor. Not that I think I'm a narcissist or I just a nice looking guy, but because God made me beautifully. So every single morning when I look at the mirror in the bathroom, I see myself on it, then I always bless myself with God's blessing. Jinu, God made you beautifully in God's image, and you are beautiful. Would you turn to your neighbor and tell them you are beautiful? Say it out. The men, the people in this room, say each other, you're beautiful. You are beautiful. You are precious. God is telling us this morning, I'm your God, and you are precious in my eyes, no matter what. God receives us as we are, and God is willing and able and willing to transform us to be more like Jesus, more and more. And we gather together as a community of faith, and we'll send each other to find another people who are wounded, because we believe God will make us and make all wounded healers. Amen? Amen. Let us praise the Lord. Let us worship God together. This morning, as we welcome all our guests, thank you very much for joining us this morning. We have the people who make this service available and possible. Holy Communion, Nancy Fonard, and Creative Visual Arts with the Flowers, Thelma Schoenmann, and Prayer, Scripture Reading, and Closing Song, Leslie Brew, Media Technology, Wayne and Susan Lasante, and Opening Song, Mari Mahachak, and Music, Jenny Zook, and James Gutierrez, and Children's Good News, Joshua Ludwittler. I said these names because we want to welcome you. We want to help you feel welcome if it's your first time to be here. Because everybody knows each other's name, but I don't. No, we don't want you to feel that way. So, and I didn't expect that you memorize all these names, as I said, all these names at once. But you can find those names on our introduction video and also the YouTube page. So please, be welcomed. May God help you feel this is your home. Let us worship God with all our hearts and minds and soul.
Good morning. I pray this prayer for all of humankind. Gracious God, let us treat ourselves and others as tender beings born out of your love for us. Let us know ourselves through you and not through the expectations of others. Let us not seek approval from that which is not you. Let us love ourselves as you do and remember that love when we doubt. Let us be courageous enough to follow you and kind enough to pardon ourselves when we mess up. Let us learn to forgive others so that we can be free from the burden of holding on. I pray all of this to you, Holy One, with love and a grateful heart. Amen.
Amen. Please arise in spirit and or in body, and let us sing the first song, Jesus Tempted in the Desert. Faith we sing, the Black Book. We have all the three different hymnals of United Methodist Church in our hospitality area, the near to the entrance. So anyone can check them out. The blue one, green one, and black one. And today we use this black one, Faith We Sing, page 2105, 2105. Let us sing Jesus Tempted in the Desert.
Good morning, everybody. It's so good to see you all this morning. About 2 weeks ago, we were up in New Hampshire, and we made a message for all ages to kick off our first Sunday of Lent, and we're really excited to show it to you. We had some technical difficulties, so we weren't able to show it to you 2 weeks ago, but now we have the video again for you ready, so we thought we'd show it to you again, so I mentioned that it's the beginning of Lent, and it's technically the third Sunday in Lent, and I hope that that's okay, but we really wanted to share with you this morning our little adventure in the snow. I'm on location in New Hampshire, in the woods, kind of, sort of, and I have a verse for us to look at this morning. The psalmist says, "Teach me your paths. Help me to know your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths." Jesus is our guide that helps us know where to go next. And the season of Lent is a time for us to refocus on this journey that we're taking together. So I thought about a path. And as it turns out, we made a path in the snow here while we've been here in New Hampshire. We didn't have a sled hill nearby, so we made one. And with all the ice and the snow, it has really turned into a little bit of a sledding hill. Not a very fast one, but fast enough. And it's been pretty fun to play on. And so as we were playing on the sled hill, I got to thinking of a couple of lessons about following Jesus that are help us understand what Lent's all about. The first thing is that when you're sledding on a hill, if you have a lot of weight, it's a lot harder to get going, to get started. But if you're light, if you don't carry a heavy load, then it's easier to get moving and get started on your journey. It's the same idea when we're hiking or traveling around. If you're carrying a big, heavy backpack, it can kind of weigh you down. But if you carry a smaller backpack or have less stuff that you're carrying around, it's not as burdensome. So my first question for us for Lent is, what do we need? What do we really truly need? There's a lot of things that we think we need that we really don't. What are the things that really truly matter to us? And maybe we can rededicate ourselves to those things during Lent. So maybe spending a little more time in prayer, or maybe reading a scripture passage or something like that. What is it that your heart needs and your spirit needs so that you can follow Jesus a little bit more closely? The second thing is that on a sledding hill, we have a couple of twists and turns along the way. And in order to stay on the path, we needed a side wall to keep people from falling off the side. We needed to build a wall in the back because the run runs right into the forest. And so if we didn't have that, that could potentially be trouble. So the second question I have is, what are our limits? Do we know when to stop? Sometimes we don't always do a good job of stopping. We're pushing ourselves so hard that, and we're relying on ourselves so much that, we've stopped listening to the Spirit. We've stopped connecting with each other and with community. We've started to rely more on ourselves and our own strength rather than God's. And so what are our limits? And what can we do to rest a little bit more? So maybe during this Lenten season you can take some nap breaks. or maybe take some private time each morning just to center your mind and reflect. But what's something that you can do that will help you really truly rest? And the third thing is that when you go down a sledding hill, it might be a little harder to get started when you're light, when you're not carrying a lot. But when you're carrying a lot of weight, you can get going really fast, which is a lot of fun. But it also means that you can get a little out of control. It means that it might be a little harder to know when to stop. And knowing when to stop is a tough thing for us sometimes in life. So my question is, what can we shed? How can we lighten our loads a little bit so that we aren't so burdened with trying to do everything ourselves, but are more reliant on the Spirit of God? So what is it that we can maybe let go of? Maybe cut down on our TV use, or maybe we can not look on our phone as much, or maybe have times during the day where we're not going to look at our phone, but we're going to talk to each other as a family. Maybe we can cut down on our video games a little bit. I know that can be hard sometimes. Sometimes it's good to cut down on some things that we do because so often our brains just get kind of scattered and busy.
And what we really need to do is to slow down, because it's in that that we can actually stop and listen to God. That's a really hard thing when we're busy and we've got a lot of things going on and we just want to be distracted for a little while. What's something that we can do to be a little bit less distracted? Because the other thing is that the Spirit of God, we might find, is leading us to do something or to act in a way, and that way we can actually listen and hear and know where to go. So this week, as we begin our journey of Lent together, think about these things. What is it that you need? What are your limits? And what can we shed in order to make our journeys more enjoyable and more fulfilling and more life-giving as we follow the Spirit of Christ together? So let's pray together. Dear Jesus, help us to know your way. Help us to find the way in our lives that leads to you. We pray that we, during this season of Lent, find new ways to listen to you and to hear your Spirit more closely. In your name we pray. Amen.
Fire of fire as you live.
reading from Matthew 4, verses 1 through 11. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. After fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. The tempter came to him and said, "If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread." Jesus answered, "It is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him to the holy city and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. "If you are the Son of God," he said, "throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up on their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone." Jesus answered him, "It is also written, do not put the Lord your God to the test." Again, the devil took him to a high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. "All this I will give you," he said, "if you will bow down and worship me." Jesus said to him, "Away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only." Then the devil left him, and the angels came and attended him.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
We deal with various temptations in our life journeys. Also, you may get tempted to have more. More and more. For example, you have more than enough bags you need. Handbags, small bags, big bags, backpacks, all different kinds of bags. But when you see this beautiful one just came out, then you may get tempted to buy it. Your garage is full of power tools. But when you find a new tool with more features or new features, then you may get tempted to buy it. Second, you may get tempted to do something inappropriate in relationships. For example, you are not happy with your marriage life and sex life. So you watch pornographies and have sex with the ones in them in your imaginations. You may say, "I just did it in my thoughts, not in real." It doesn't matter. God hates it. First, the porns make a human being, God made in God's image, the object for the money, to make money. Dehumanizing. Second, it does more damages and harms to you and to your spouse in your marriage life and more. Third, you may attempt to do something that harms yourself. For example, you are dissatisfied with your life situations, so you want to escape from the reality rather than trying to overcome them. And you may get tempted to drugs or drink until you get deadly drunk. But you find that your life reality stays sane, and you may end up jeopardizing your life and others' lives with drugs and alcohol. Then what do you believe can to prepare you, to protect you from those temptations? What can help you be prepared to protect yourself from those temptations you have to face in your life, daily life? Let us learn the basic of the basics from Jesus. After Jesus was baptized by John the Baptist at the Jordan River, he was led by the Spirit into the desert for the test. And the devil was ready to give to it. After the training program in the desert for 40 days and 40 nights, Jesus is tempted first regarding hunger, second, putting God to test, and third, false worship. You know what? There were the very temptations, and in the same order, experienced by the Israelites in the wilderness after the exodus from slavery in Egypt. After the Israelites passed through the waters, the Red Sea, they were led into the wilderness for 40 years. After Jesus passed through the water, the baptism, he was led into the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights. Isn't it interesting? And the temptation Jesus faced were echoes of Israel's temptations. However, while Israel failed in trusting in God by disobeying God and worshiping other idols, Jesus remained obedient to God, refused to worship another, and won the victory. The devil tempted Jesus three times. First, when Jesus was extremely hungry after 40-day fasting, the devil told Jesus, "If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread." Second, the devil had Jesus on the highest point of the temple and told him, "Throw yourself down. If you are the Son of God, you are not going to get hurt." Finally, the devil took Jesus to the very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. And the devil told him, "If you bow down and worship me, I will give you all this." Now let's see how Jesus defeated the devil's temptations. Test 1. After fasting for 40 days and 40 nights, Jesus must be hungry, right? Can you imagine that, fasting for 40 days, 40 nights? Jesus was extremely hungry, and the devil tempted Jesus. "Hey, Mr. Son of God, aren't you hungry? If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread." Then what did Jesus say? Jesus said, "Man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." Jesus defeated the devil by the power of God's word. What he said to the devil was what the scripture says in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 2 and 3. Let me read the passage to you. "Remember how the Lord your God led you all the way in the desert these 40 years to humble you, to test you in order to know what was in your heart, whether or not you would keep this command. He humbled you, causing you to hunger and then feeding you with the manna, which neither you nor your fathers had known, to teach you that man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord." Jesus defeated the first temptation by the power of God's word. Test 2. Then the devil took Jesus to the holy city and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. The devil said to Jesus, "If you are the Son of God, jump. I will send his angels and they will catch you so that you will not get hurt." And then Jesus defeated the devil by the power of God's word again. Jesus recited Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 16, "Do not put the Lord your God to the test." Test 3. Then the devil took Jesus to the very high mountain. He gestured expansively, pointing out the earth kingdoms, how glorious they were. Then the devil said, "Just go down on your knees and worship me, and they are yours." And then again, Jesus defeated this devil's temptation by the power of God's word. Jesus scolded the devil, "Away from me, Satan!" He backed his rebuke with the third quotation from Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 13. "Worship the Lord your God and serve God only." Worship the Lord your God and serve God only. Jesus defeated all the temptations of the devil with the power of God's word. Do you want to fall into temptations and jeopardize your life and others? Or do you want to remain faithful to God whose best concern is your well-being? Do you want to live as a slave of the devil who obstructs and resists God's will? Or do you want to win the victory over temptations and live in ultimate safety in God? I want to live the life with the freedom that God provides as I become slave of Jesus Christ. This is paradoxical. I want to dwell in a God's arms and follow God's rules, follow God's guidance. Then I may have ultimate freedom in all this. If you want that life like I do, then imitate what Jesus did. Follow Him. Defeat the temptations with the power of God's Word. Do you set aside time to meditate on the Bible every day? Do you come to any Bible study groups? Do you begin your day with the blessings of God's Word? Especially during this Lenten season, examine yourself with a brutally honest before God. What am I doing to feed myself, to be ready to use that wonderful tool and weapon, God's Word, to defeat the temptations in everywhere? God's Word has the power to prepare you to protect yourself from the temptations you face in your daily life. God's Word has the power to protect you from other temptations. At this point, I have to emphasize how important it is to practice. Defeating temptations with the power of God's Word doesn't happen overnight. Yes, God's Word has power. God's Word itself has power. And yet, it takes practices to make it your weapon to defeat the temptations in your daily life. As a matter of fact, I believe it takes a lot of practices to make anything your second nature in almost every aspect in your life. For example, you start learning typing. It takes practice and practice to be able to type without looking at the keyboard. Do you agree?
Yeah.
You got a new device. It takes practice to get yourself familiar with it and be able to use all of its useful features. It takes practices. When I just started learning the spoken English, I studied the reading part for years, but I didn't need to learn the spoken English. So after I came here, around that time, I started learning the spoken English. I got always confused, ouch and oops. You know, when you drop something, then you say, oops. And when you get hurt, you say, ouch. Okay, ouch, 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 ouch. Oops, oops, oops. I practiced. Because in Korean, you know, you say something different. You know, agu. You know, when you drop something, agu, agu. Or the, well, when you get hurt, then you say, aya. So it's all new stuff. So I practice day and night. Ouch, oops, ouch, oops, ouch. Then one day I hitting the desk with my elbow, then, ooh, ouch. But after practice and practice, I came to be able to say a right word without thinking. I grew up with a spiritual discipline, reading the Bible every day and memorizing a couple verses every day. Sometimes I didn't feel like doing it. But my mother made sure I did it each and every day. Most of the time she was tender and melting, but she was very strict in that discipline. Then guess what? I became able to come up with the Bible passages when I need them. When I face temptation, I usually hear two voices. You know, when you see this, you know, in a cartoon, when you're confused, this devil on your right shoulder, just do it, you know, just do it. And the left, no, that's not what God wants. Don't do it, don't do it. Do it, don't do it. Do it, don't do it. Most of the time, I choose not to do it. Whatever it is. Then how could I not trapped by temptations? I choose to rely on the power of God's Word as Jesus did. And it takes practices. Several weeks ago, I introduced you YouVersion app. Do you remember that? YouVersion, YOUVERSION, YouVersion app. Did you download it? And I invited you to read the Bible and listen to the Bible and to use the plan program there and meditate on it. What have you been doing with my invitation? You don't know how to use it? Check YouTube. It has many tutorials that show you how to use that features of the YouVersion. After watching them, you still have a hard time to figure it out, then please give me a call. I will help you step by step. Just to give me a call. 1-800-GINO-HELP. Just give me a call. I'm willing to help you. It's so important. What are you waiting for? My beloved siblings in Jesus Christ, God's Word has a power. Read the Bible, listen to it, and meditate on it every day, and you will experience its power. I guarantee. For the next 2 weeks, we are going to learn how to resist temptations, how to win over them in detail from James chapter 1, verses 12 through 18. James chapter 1, verses 12 through 18. Please read it and meditate on it again and again throughout this week. Let me tell you again. James chapter 1, verses 12 through 18. After reading the article, How to Win Over Temptation, written by Timothy Fitch, I developed the two sermons, and I share what I learned from him and what God inspired me while meditating on James chapter 1, verses 12 and 18 for the next 2 weeks. Coming soon. Stay tuned. May God send the Holy Spirit upon all of you and grant you the appetite to read the Bible and meditate on it each and every day. May God inspire you while you are reading the Bible and meditating on it so that you may experience the power of God's Word in your life journey. God bless you. Amen. We need God's help every hour, every minute, every second. So let us sing this hymn, I Need Thee Every Hour. So UMC hymnal, the blue book, page 397. The blue one, 397, I Need Thee Every Hour. The Lord be with you. Please join us in the Holy Communion. As I do all these gestures, you may participate in, and you know, join me in doing it as well. As we gather together around this table, we remember God's grace. God sent God's one and only Son. We remember His life and His passion, suffering, and death and resurrection. We don't want to take it for granted, do we? As we gather around this table, we want to examine ourselves this morning. What am I doing to imitate Jesus Christ? What am I doing to follow Him? I want to be a Christian. How about you? I want to be a Jesus follower. How about you? Then let us be brutally honest before God and before ourselves. Does your calendar, your schedule show that you are making efforts to imitate Him? How much time do you spend for your relationship with Jesus Christ? To follow His ways in the relationship with others. As you take a look at your bank statement, how much money, the financial gift you use to participate in God's ministries. No matter what you use to examine yourself, as a community of faith in Christ, let us support each other and hold of each other with the prayers. So that through this Lenten journey, we may experience God's power and love more and more each and every day. This morning, let us remember how much God loves us. God has shown how much God loved us through Jesus Christ, His birth, life, passion, death, and resurrection. Let us take a moment of silence and repent. Let us pray. This morning, I encourage you to repent what you have not done. Many times we repent for what we have done. But this morning, I'd like to invite you to repent for what you have not done in following Jesus. God, holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread, gave thanks to you, and broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, given for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so in remembrance of these your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with the Christ offering for us. Let us pray. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here, and on this gift of bread and cup, make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory, and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty God, now and forever. Amen. Now you may share the cup and bread. As you share bread, you may say, "This is the body of Christ given for you." And when you share the cup, you may say, "This is the blood of Christ given for you." And when you share this with your children, you may simply just say, "God loves you no matter what." You know, my siblings in sanctuary, as far as you feel safe, please come forward. Let us celebrate the Holy Communion together. as a people of God who experience God's grace through the good news and the Holy Communion, let us respond to God's grace together. Please join me in response to God's grace. God wants our love more than God wants our offerings. God cares about our hearts, not the amount of the offerings. As we count all the blessings God has already given to us, we cheerfully give our offerings to God, the provider, with a grateful heart. Amen. To be cheerful givers, let us count God's blessings each and every day. You may want to make a thank you note. You take a notebook and then write down what you are grateful for. As you count God's blessings, as you feel the Holy Spirit inspires you, then you may participate in God's ministries in and through St. Matthew's. You may simply send a check to the church, 435 Central Street, Acton, Massachusetts. And you may check the church website, and we have various ways that you can participate in this ministry and sharing your financial gifts. And next Sunday is Encore Sunday. And today, we are going to show you this brief video clip and show you what the Encore is and what we can do through Encore.
When disaster strikes, we all want to help. But when days are dark, you can't always be there to show the love of Jesus to the suffering. But someone should be there. And someone is. And you are the one who makes it happen. How? By your generous giving to Encore Sunday. Your support enables the United Methodist Committee on Relief, Encore, to act as the hands and feet of Christ, embracing and supporting those in need through their darkest days. Thanks to your gift on this special Sunday of the United Methodist Church, Encore is able to provide relief and long-term support for recovery. Not only do we provide immediate emergency assistance in the aftermath of a crisis, we also create sustainable solutions in the following months, even years of recovery, long after everyone else has gone home. Your gifts form a firm foundation, a base for operations from which Encore can reach and serve the hurting. Your giving enables Encore to keep the promise that all gifts given to help a specific cause go 100% toward meeting that need. For more than 75 years, Encore has met the needs of the suffering. And today, we continue that labor of love and service in 80 countries around the world. Thanks to you and your generous support through Encore Sunday, Encore will continue to be there this year to show the love of Christ to children, families, and communities when disaster strikes. Because together we do more.
Yes, we can do it together. And every first Sunday of each month, we do the food ministry Sunday. And also, today, we have all this to support Dignity Matters movement. So let us bless these foods and these items so that as we reach out to them with this, not just their physical needs are met, but also every single one of them may feel how much God cares about them, how much God loves them. And as people of God, how much we care about them and we love them. It's not just about givers and receivers. No. It is all about God's blessings for all. And it's all about sharing and conforming. We are human beings, God's children, regardless and no matter what. Let us pray. Gracious God, the provider, we acknowledge you, your blessings, And Lord, as we acknowledge that it is You who provides what we need each and every day, we decide to share what You have given to us with our neighbors. Gracious God, as You bless this ministry, You Yourself manifested and Your love be felt. And all people, regardless, all people may experience Your presence in their life journeys. Please hold us up with Your loving hands, Your mighty hands. But through these ministries, we experienced You as a provider, but also we experienced You are the One who have called us to be one. One with one another, and one with You, Lord. Thank You for these opportunities. And thank You for all the these gifts. Thank You for all the volunteers. Thank You for our neighbors. We bless Your name. In the name of Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. It's time to pray together. We share the prayer request on the chat on YouTube page. So I'm going to share them with you. After that, I will light the candles. And we'll take a moment of silence and pray together. Mari Mahacek, thank the Lord for all of you who helped me when I was off the rails with the stress over the vaccination. I pray for all those still seeking an appointment and for all those struggling with all the effects of the pandemic. This is my prayer. Susan LaSante, Lord, I pray for Valerie Walters and her doctors as she prepares for surgery on Friday. Please watch over her and fill her with Your peace. And we pray for the favorable outcome for Valerie. This is my prayer.
This is our prayer.
Todd Wurst, may God comfort Valerie and keep her close during her surgery. This is my prayer.
This is our prayer.
Jim Kay, prayers for our friend Sherry and her family. Sherry died last week of COVID complications. May she rest in peace. This is my prayer.
This is our prayer.
Doug Wurst, happy birthday, Susan and Lynn. May God bless you and give you good health and happiness in the coming year. This is my prayer.
This is our prayer.
Let us take a moment of silence to pray for this prayer request. And whoever comes into mind and heart this morning, let us pray for them. Let us pray for those who I need our prayers. Let us pray. Let us pray the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Let us share the sign of peace with one another. The peace of Christ be with you all.
And also with you.
The peace of Christ be with you all. Several announcements to share with you. Again, thank you all, the worship leaders, for this morning. And thank you for joining us and worshiping God together this morning. It's so good to have you here and be with you together. If you're it's the first time, then please check church website and email me. We'd like to get connected to you. You know, pastor@saint-matthews.org. You can see that on the church website and also YouTube page. So let us get connected and take the journey together. And after service, we have a virtual coffee hour. You can find that link on the church website and also YouTube page as well. And no password is needed. And we have just had first session of a Lenten spiritual reflection this past Friday. So until 26th, every Friday, one group at 4 o'clock, and another group, the other group, at 7 o'clock, the Friday evenings. And we watch brief Rob Bell video, and we discuss about it. And you can find more information on our church website and weekly news. And I got, good feedbacks. You know, the video is really powerful, and I'm sure that you will find that God may speak to you through them messages and our discussions. So if you haven't, you couldn't join us last Friday, we still have a slot. So please sign up on our church website, Sign Up Central, and join us. And join us, please. And during March, we are supporting Dignity Matters, a Massachusetts organization supporting women in poverty. So you can help by donating sanitary products and undergarments. You'll find out more on our church website and also weekly news. My beloved siblings in Christ, go with assurance. God's word has power. If you have not, then begin the journey to read the Bible, listen to the Bible, and meditate on it each and every day. If you have been doing it, continue to do so. So as a family of faith and community of faith, let us find the beauty of the power of God's Word. Let us experience it together. When we get shaky, as life challenges hit us, we may find solid ground that we can put our feet on. Stand on God's Word. God loves you all. So do we. And there's nothing you can do about it. Let us bless each other through this blessing song together.
Like to make one more announcement that in preparation for Easter, we're going to be recording, making a virtual performance of the Hallelujah Chorus. And everyone is invited to participate. And I would just want to encourage you to look out for that announcement in the weekly news this week. All the information will be right there. Hallelujah Chorus. Now, join me. Sing.
All right.
Nothing to tell.